Hey, Tom. Down here. Deion Lewis didn't play until November 20th. What has he added to the offense upon his return?
Well, he's done a great job. Obviously, last week, you know, made a lot of big plays for us. So he's just a very dependable, consistent player for us. And, you know, we'll need that this week.
Tom, what does it mean to you to be heading to the 11th AFC Championship game? Does it mean to you?
Well, it's a big game. So I'm going to go try to play my best.
Tom, was there ever a point during OTAs or camp where Chris Hogan's speed or downfield ability surprised you?
Well, I think he's just shown over the course of the season he could do that. And he's just done a great job for us. And he's up there in yards per catch. And he's been phenomenal. So he made a bunch of big plays last game. And we'll need that this week.
Hey, Tom. As this game approaches, a lot of us on the outside talk about history and legacy and what does it mean. Is that at all a distraction in terms of your preparation? Not that we're invading on that, but for you guys to allow that to enter into any of your minds, whether it be you or a new guy?
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's always something going on. So I think it's important for us to focus on what our job is, and that's to go out and play well. So, you know, our job is show up and try to do a great job when we get the chance, and that's that's the way it's been all year for us.
Tom, your jersey is hanging in Ben Roethlisberger's office. You gave it to him. I guess what are your thoughts about what that says about him and your mutual respect for each other as competitors?
Well, Ben's an incredible player, and he's been that way since 2004 when he came in the league. And I've always loved the way he plays. Very tough, hard-nosed. You know, he's great for the city of Pittsburgh. Very tough, hard-nosed city. And I have a lot of friends from there. So he's just been a great player. And, I think the respect is very mutual. To play at his level for as long as he has, and his style of play has been remarkable.
And just a couple of quick thoughts about the SI being on the cover and everything. And does that mean anything to you at all? And about your connection to your receivers, which is what the article talks about.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I saw the picture, which is very cool for someone who collected all those covers and hung them on my wall when I was a kid. I think it was pretty pretty neat. So, my receivers, I couldn't do anything without the guys that I play with. And I've had so many great guys, so many great players that I stepped in the huddle with that, are on defense and, have really helped us achieve, all the success that we've had. So it's a lot of people working hard, going in the right direction, and, I've been very blessed.
Hey, Tom. Mike Tomlin the other day used the same derogatory term to describe the Patriots as Antonio Cromartie used 5 years ago to describe you. What is it about you and the Patriots that elicit those kind of descriptions or responses from players around the league?
I'm not sure, Gary. I don't know.
The number one scoring defense on the field when you are not, what impresses you most about the Patriots defense right now?
They have a lot of good players, very well coached. I go against them every day in practice, and they're very competitive, very hard-nosed, good enough, stop the run, and been very competitive against the pass. So it's a very good defense.
Tom, speaking defense, what has changed with the Steelers defense since the last time you guys saw them?
Well, they're they've been dominant, so very good in the secondary, dependable, very good against the run. The linebackers are some of the best in the league. Big front, very physical, very mentally tough team, well coached, great scheme, pressure the quarterback. So they're doing a lot of things well.
Tom, specifically regarding James Harrison, Bud Dupree, what differences have they made in the defense for the Steelers in the second half of the year?
They've been great. I mean, they've been great. Just rushing the quarterback, making plays for their team, strip sacks, forced interceptions, a lot of big plays. They've been exceptional. So they got some really great players on the other side of the ball, and you know, really at all levels of the defense. And it's a big challenge for us. So,
Tom, in preparing to win Sunday, what's the key for you guys this week? Are you almost more focused on yourselves than anybody else in a week like this?
We have to play our best game of the year. I think that's what it comes down to. I mean, we got to all do whatever it takes to be at our best for those 3 hours on Sunday night. And they put a lot of pressure on you in a lot of areas, tough to prepare for. So we're going to have to, you know, just rise to the occasion.
Back left. One, you sound a bit raspy. Are you feeling okay? Are you under the weather at all?
Good.
And secondly, you know, going up against Ben, seeing as how many times you've had matchups with, let's say, Peyton and some of these other guys, what does it mean for you to be going up against him? I think it's only the second time in the playoffs now for you.
He's a great player. I mean, he'll have those guys ready to go. He's been a leader for that team for a long time. They've won a lot of games with him, you know, behind the center. So I know we got our work cut out for us facing that defense. I know our defense has its work cut out for them facing that offense. And it's going to be a great game. Thank you.